Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It's time for the NFL draft. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight. Right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'll be at our Arrowhead. Nate will be at our Arrowhead. Jake will be at our Arrowhead. Doing what needs to be done. Jake comes in here and says, what do you need me to do tonight? And I told him, you got to do whatever needs to be done.
And I said, F yes.
Right. Nodded your head and walked out.
I'm your guy.
We heard Tim Grenhard be very nervous about being the subject of the Christian Okoye celebrity roast on Sunday at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino. Maybe if Jake's nice, we'll give away a couple of more passes at the end of the segment. But sometimes Jake's not nice. We have a very good group of roasters. I will be the co-MC roastmaster with Holly Starr. And then, of course, we will have... listen to this group. You tell me if any of these people, if you think they have some material, if they have some dirt on Tim Grenhard. Christian Okoye, Mark Collins, Gary Lezak, Chief Equipment Manager Alan Wright, Nate Bucati, Steve DeBerg, Nick Lowry, Dan Saliamua, former Chiefs Equipment Manager Mike Davidson, Will Shields, Michael Garozzo, and more. I think we can find some dirt on Timmy. He's very nervous about this, but someone that's already been through it. Last year, it was Christian Okoye that was getting roasted. And now he joins us on the show. Christian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, man. How about you guys doing?
Doing very well. Now, Christian, Timmy's nervous about what people are going to say up there. You went through this. Was it that bad, Christian? It was okay, wasn't it?
It wasn't that bad. You know, I had a great time. You know, I mean, it's your friends. They know things that can, you know, hurt you or make you laugh or whatever. So it will be fun.
It will be fun. And again, for people that don't know, tell us about why we're doing this, the Christian Okoye celebrity roast, and tell us about why this is important to you and your foundation.
Well, this is important for me and my foundation. It's a way to raise money for the work that we do with the kids, especially in Nigeria. Last year, I opened up a youth sports program out there, and it's going well. And this goes to support the programs that we do with the kids out there. So it's actually very important. And the more money we raise, the more kids will help.
And it is really a good time. We're going to give away some tickets at the end of this segment. We have a lot of people that are coming out there on Sunday at Voodoo Lounge. And the pre-party starts around 4 o'clock. And then around 6 o'clock or so, we get up there. And we're all on stage, like in a traditional roast setting. You know, maybe have a couple of drinks flowing and people start talking and we're having a good time. Now, Nate Bucati, he did well at fantasy camp and he was an MVP there on the field. He's nervous about being a roaster. So, Christian, can you give him any advice? because I'll be honest with you, he's afraid that Timmy is going to attack him for talking bad about him. So he's very nervous about that, Christian.
Hey, Nate, I got your back.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. I got your back.
Oh, boy.
Team can't touch you. I'll be there. I'll be there,
man.
For you.
Now
all right, you're
better, protected.
You can do and say anything you want.
Oh boy,
and you'll be all right.
I'll
watch your back.
Now what's wrong?
Oh,
see,
that's all I needed to hear. Now I'm ready to go.
Right,
gloves are coming off now.
Very good.
But remember, you are the MVP.
That's right. Hey, believe me. I don't let anybody around here forget that, Christian.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Hey, Christian, while we're talking about the roast, of course, we're right smack dab in the middle of the NFL draft right now. First round is done, and tonight is the second round and the third round. And back in 1987, You were the second round pick of the Kansas City Chiefs, number 35 overall. Take us back to that night when you found out you were going to be the second round pick of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, you have to understand, at that time, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't quite understand the draft. I was still learning football. And my coach, my college coach, invited me to his house, so I was sitting at his house. And then I got a call from the Chiefs and telling me, would you like to come to Kansas City to play? What was I going to say? No. I said, yes, I would love to play for the Chiefs. And they picked me in the second round. So my coach was explaining to me how special the draft is and, you know, how beautiful Kansas City is and people in Kansas City and all that. So I was looking forward to it. And when I came, everything was true. I love this city. I love the Chiefs fans. And I've had a great time. I continue to enjoy myself in this city.
So do you remember who called you from the Chiefs and told you that you were going to be the second round pick?
I think it was Jim Scharf.
Okay.
The general manager at the time.
And so you find out you're going to Kansas City. So then how quickly did you were you able to get to Kansas City after you were the pick?
Believe me, I think they got me over here the next day.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, the next day. I'm Paul Palmer, too. So we were here the next day. And we did the interviews and press conference and everything. And it was great. It was a whole new experience for me.
Paul Palmer, that's a name. I remember when they drafted him, there was as much excitement about him as there was you, but you turned out to be the bigger star as time went on. Did you get to know him right when you guys got to Kansas City together?
Yeah, that's when I met him. But you have to understand, people don't know this story, but the reason why I got to play in the Senior Bowl was because Paul Palmer pulled out. He pulled out. He didn't play in the Senior Bowl. So I was invited to replace him. And that's what brought me out. That's what made the Chiefs saw me and you know, became interested in me and drafted me.
If you hadn't gotten into the Senior Bowl, what do you think would have happened with you in the draft?
I don't know. I don't think I would have been drafted because I got there and I proved to them that I can play. I scored 4 touchdowns. I played real well. Even though I had a badly sprained ankle, I played real well. So the Chiefs came after that to the to my school, Azusa Pacific, and tried me out and liked me. Apart from that, I don't think I would have been drafted at least as high as I was drafted.
And the rest is history. And now, years later, the Christian Okoye Celebrity Roast will be taking place on Sunday at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino. And there's going to be some other guys there that you played with besides Tim Grunhard, who we're going to be roasting. But Dan Saliamuu is going to be there. And, I mean, everyone loved Dan Saliamuu back when he played here, and he was a Plan B free agent. What do you remember about your playing days with big Dan Saliamuu?
I love him, man. I call him my brother from Enugu. That's my hometown in Nigeria. But I love Dan. Dan is a happy-go-lucky guy. He's always happy, always cracking jokes. You know, you got to love the guy. So, yeah, and I have stayed friends ever since we played. We stayed in touch and talk every now and then and play golf. I just love the guy.
You know, and I tell people, like just like last year, you know, between you and Dan Saliamuu and Nick Lowry, Steve DeBerg, Will Shields, Mark Collins, of course, you know, Tim Grunhard, what an opportunity for people that get tickets and come to the roast. I mean, to maybe get an autograph or meet some of your favorite Chiefs players from the past is really cool because, like, DeBerg comes in. DeBerg's the life of the party. He's awesome. And, I mean,
yeah,
to get
awesome.
Right, that's got to be the first guy that you call. When you're going to have a roast, you want Steve DeBerg there because you know everyone's going to have fun if DeBerg's there, right?
Yeah. DeBerg is he's another one of my favorite guys with the Chiefs. I mean, I like to hang around him. He's always happy, you know, telling stories. And, you know, he's another one of my good friends. And we get together. He comes to my event in California as well. And that's just him.
All right, Christian, I won't ask you any names, but you watch enough of the Chiefs. What position do you want them to draft in the second round? What do you think the football team needs the most?
Oh, man. You know, somebody asked me that yesterday. I'm saying we are actually solid right now, you know, with the changes they made in the offseason and the guys we have right now. We're running the ball and running it pretty well. We got the quarterback of the future. I think he's going to do well this year. And our offensive line, they are fine. And defense are playing okay. So I think if they continue doing what they're doing, just get a few guys that can, you know, support what we're doing already. I don't know. I can't tell you the particular position. Maybe the receiver position. If we can get a one or two receivers that can go deep, because Mahomes can throw that ball, we'll be okay.
And get one more to go with Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill. I've got a mock draft that has him taking a receiver in the third round, and so we'll talk about that with Jake, and that'll infuriate him because he wants all defense. But either way, we're excited about it. And Christian, we're looking forward to the roast on Sunday again. The roast itself is going to start about 6 o'clock at Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino. I know that you're very excited about it as well. And Mark Collins, Gary Lezak, Alan Wright, Nate Buchady, Steve DeBerg, Nick Lowry, Dan Salimua, Mark Davidson, Will Shields, Mike Garozzo, and, of course, our guest of honor, Tim Grunhard. And so we'll just end with this. Are you going to take it easy on Timmy? Or are you going to come after him? Are you going to give us the real dirt? What's your approach going to be? Because you're leading off. You're going to set the tone, Christian. How are you going to handle roasting Tim Grunhard?
I'm not going to take it easy because he's not going to take it easy on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get him.
That's what we want to hear. All right, Christian. We're looking forward to it, and we're very happy to be involved, and hopefully it's going to be a great day on Sunday. Now, Nate Buchady now,
yeah.
he's got his chest sticking out. Now that he knows that you got his back, he's going to insult everybody.
Look, I'm covered because I've lined up my Z-trip. You know, that way I can arrive safely and get back home safely.
Oh boy.
I can indulge myself. And I know that I got the Nigerian nightmare at my back, so I can say whatever the hell I want. This is the one time in my life I can say whatever the hell I want about Tim Grunhard and not worry about repercussions.
You created a monster, Christian. You're going to be responsible for whatever he does on Sunday now. You're going to have that on your
head. I got a big mouth.
I got
so.
His back. I got your back, my man.
That's right.
All right, Christian. We'll see you on Sunday,
my
man.
Coach.
All right. Give him the website, OkoyeCelebrityRoast.com.
Okay. OkoyeCelebrityRoast.com. Anything else you want to mention before we go?
No, that's it, brother. That's it. See you guys on Sunday.
Can't wait, Christian. Thank you very much for the time. That's Christian Okoye. We're going to have a great time on Sunday at Voodoo Lounge. And again, as Christian said, you can come out there and join us. And let me tell you something. Don't be offended, because it will be offensive, some of it. Just don't be offended.
Just be prepared for what you're going into. You're going into a roast. It's going to be...
Are you prepared?
R-rated.
Whoa.
Hey. I don't know if I'm ready. I've got some of my material written out.
You want to try it out on us? Or?
Well, I don't think I could say much of it on the radio.
OkoyeCelebrityRoast.com for the information you need. As Christian said, OkoyeCelebrityRoast.com. Jake, how you feeling right now? You want to?
I'm all right.
You want to help some people go to the roast on Sunday? It's up to you.
Do I have to answer phone calls?
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoy most people that call.
Who do you enjoy the calls? Has someone called you that you've enjoyed talking to so far today?
Oh, we've had some winners already. We've given away some tickets this
Anyone
morning.
That we know? Any familiar faces?
Yeah, Shannon. Shannon's been out to remotes before.
All right, Shannon.
I don't want to throw out last names.
No.
Phil. Phil won tickets last year to the Celebrity
Race. It's not my son, is it?
No, it's not Phil St. John.
He's not 21.
It is Phil S.
Mm-hmm.
But they were both polite and enjoyable to speak
Manny's
to.
Manny's going to be out there, and he said he's got another complaint about Nate Buchady.
So yeah,
we'll welcome that. We'll give Manny Martins the mic if possible.
I'd like to hear
him
do a roast.
The most baffling thing. You said 5-1.
Let me tell you something. He came in and he was pissed yesterday at Pegas.
I doctored the audio. He really did say 5-1.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm sure Jake doctored the audio to make me sound good. When has that ever happened?
Well,
never.
There's a first time for everything.
OkoyeCelebrityRoast.com.
So lame.
You call in right now.
And never.
You can win a 4-pack to go see Tim Grenhardt get roasted. Nate Bucchetti now is, you're emboldened, you're very excited, you're very sure of yourself now.
That's a good man to have your back.
Christian Okoye's got your back, right?
Yep. So now, I feel much braver now.
How does that change your approach to this?
Immensely. The only thing is, Grundy will be back in studio at some point down the road.
Christian's going to be back in California
next Friday.
Grundy might have, Christian might have my back on Sunday night.
Right, but 1 week from today, you might be dead.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think, Grundy can't remember anything anyway, but then there's other times where he'll like remind me of something stupid I said like 4 years ago and like still hold it against me. So,
what, like Patrick Mahomes looking like crap at his rookie
debut? Look, he looked like crap that day. That's just the truth. All right?
That's your truth.
I'm just going to let you know that Timmy's not going to let that go.
That's your truth.
No, I realize that. But he's also misinterpreting that.
That's not everybody's truth. There's probably people out there watching him throw. It's like, oh, man, this guy looks awesome.
We're going to take a break.
Are we?
When we come back, there's a mock draft that was just released for the second and third rounds. And I want to see Nate's reaction. And I want to see your reaction. So I think it'll... I don't know. I think Nate might be happy. I know it'll irritate Jake.
Great.
It might irritate Nate as well. But you know what? We're going to put your feet to the fire.
I kind of want to hear from John Dorsey again.
I
do.
I do not.
I want to hear a phone call from John
Very
Dorsey.
Very natural, not uncomfortable or awkward at all. It's,
I think he shines in the limelight.
Hey there, buddy boy.
You know what? Someone suggested that they need to be on Hard Knocks so we can get a mic'd up John Dorsey at all times.
The best part was you knew he was trying real hard to play it up for the camera.
Hey, brother.
Smacking away at that mouthful of gum, too.
Did you see the handshake he was giving Hugh Jackson when they're like, you know?
I got you on a speakerphone here, pal, huh?
All right, play it then if you want to hear it.
How'd you like to be number one pick, huh? Buddy boy.
What if you hear Baker Mayfield? No.
Who's this?
Does that mean I'm going to Cleveland? Click.
If you've traded the pick, I would love to. mm-hmm.
Play Doris's phone call.
Baker, Mr. Dorsey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I got you on speakerphone here. You want to be the first pick in the draft?
Yeah, I do.
Huh?
Yeah, I do.
Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here because I'm going to put the card in here, and we're going to take you here with the first pick in the draft. I got to go back in the draft room here. I got the head coach want to talk to you, brother. I'm so excited for you. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow, but here's the head coach, brother.
No, we don't need to hear from the head coach.
You want to be first pick, huh? Dude, it just...
Chomping at the gum.
Mouthful of gum. Just chomping. Away. That is by far my wife's biggest pet peeve on planet Earth. Even more than the two words that she hates. To the point now where if I see somebody else chewing gum with their mouth open, it drives me crazy.
I don't care.
Never bothered me before.
I don't care.
Was that the nicest dress you've ever seen, Doris?
No. What? When was he dressed up one time? I've seen him dressed up.
I don't know that I have. Times. I think all I ever saw was him in the shorts and the hoodie.
Shorts, flip flops, and a sweatshirt.
Yeah. He had a nice brown sweater on there.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break.
They said, John, you will wear a collared shirt today, and you'll have a sweater on.
All right, buddy boy.
Let's have some mock drafts after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.